You brought up the name of David Hall.
Well, we were talking about the personalities. Bob Sams was the county attorney. He became a judge. David Hall was appointed county attorney by the county commissioner.
Tulsa County attorney.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
County attorney. And then he was county attorney until he was elected governor in 1970. We called him Crime Wave Dave.
Why?
But let's face it, I love old Dave. Quite honestly, he's a good friend of mine still to this day. But he was a publicity hound. For example, I remember one time he announced that he was going down to the Old Majestic Theater to view a movie to see if it was indeed indecent. And, of course, everybody in the courthouse showed up. I mean, he would take opportunity like that. He was a good man, frankly, I thought. Of course, he wound up serving time. I'm not even sure of the elements of that alleged crime, but there was no doubt about it, as he would pursue those things that got him the most press.
Very charismatic.
Oh, man, he was Bill Clinton before Bill Clinton was even invented. David had a phenomenal memory. He was a big old good-looking guy. He looked like Stuart Granger, big mop of gray hair in those days, very energetic, and, you know, one of those golly gee guys that just was never down. He was really quite a guy.
How many steps to go from Tulsa County to the governor's mansion?
Well, he ran in 66. By that time, I had left the paper for a while. Now, this is David's personality. He called me. I went to one of his organizational meetings, and he got me off to the side and said, I want you to run my campaign.
For governor.
Yeah. And I was thinking about that. Well, wiser heads prevail. I didn't know come here from Sikkim about that. And so they got somebody else to run it. And I was busy making my fortune, theoretically, so I wasn't all that unhappy. He didn't get out of the primaries, I recall. Then he ran in 1970, and he narrowly beat Dewey Bartlett. It was less than one vote per precinct over the whole state. Then, of course, in 74, he was beaten in the primary. Coincidentally, I covered that 74 campaign. By that time, I'd come back to the world. That's another story, but that was one of the last times I'd seen him until recently, when he was coming back to Oklahoma as one of the living governors as part of the centennial festivities down at the Oklahoma City historical event. David called me one day, and he said, well, I'm coming back to Oklahoma, and you've always said that you want to interview me. And I said, well, yeah, Dave, that's right. And he said, I'm ready to do that. And I said, well, that's good, but you know now I'm going to have to mention in the third paragraph that you served time. Oh, yeah, I said, I know that. I did an interview with him, wrote a column about David, and he went, of course, to the Oklahoma City thing, and then the next day, he and Joe came to Tulsa. We all had lunch together, and it's same old David. I mean, that day he called me, sounded like that we had never missed a beat. Hi, Ken, this is David Hall. Just like he was still at the courthouse.
Well, it was quite a story because he was convicted for bribery and extortion.
Mm-hmm. He says, like everybody who was convicted, that it was wrongfully convicted.
But that had to be huge, that story.
Man, yeah.
It was the first Oklahoma governor to ever be convicted of a criminal act. Served 19 months.
Yeah. There's a hell of a story there, excuse me, for his wife, Jo. Both of them were telling me about this. When he went to prison, he served in Stafford, Arizona. By the way, he served with Ehrlichman. John Ehrlichman, the Nixon guy. Somebody was interviewing Ehrlichman some years later, and they said, well, we understood that you served with our governor. And he said, oh, yes, said, that's right. Said he hadn't been there 3 months until he was running for president of the place. But David said that his wife lived in Oklahoma City for half of that term, never missed a weekend driving to Stafford, Arizona to see him. And then she moved to San Diego, and it was closer from San Diego to Stafford, but they tell a pretty poignant story about all that. I mean, you know, whether he was guilty or not guilty, wound up in prison, was disbarred, never was allowed to practice again. And in spite of that, you know, they raised 3 children and did pretty well.
For those
who may have deserved that. Don't misunderstand me. I'm not taking up for it.
Because those who are listening to this probably wondering what it was he did. And according to history, he was involved with the Secretary of State, John Rogers, at the time, and they steered Oklahoma employee retirement funds to investment funds that were controlled by a Dallas.
That was the intent. I don't think they ever got it done. I think John Rogers turn state's evidence to keep from, if I recall. I wasn't covering that then. I did write that column about old David, which I didn't think pulled any punches. Now, it was kind of a sympathetic character sketch of David and all the things that happened to him after he went to prison. See, he had never been back to Oklahoma officially since he went to prison. I'd hear from him every now and then, but he never made a public appearance in Oklahoma. So naturally, I wrote a column about it when he did come back. The funny thing about it is that they had this big event at the Historical Society, and all of the former governors were there, something like seven of them, and they had desks where you could go visit with each governor. I didn't go, but my friends tell me that the other governors were like the Maytag repairmen, is that David got all of the
all the attention.
Attention, yeah.